Hosanna in the highest. Let our King be lifted high. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Let our King be lifted high. Hosanna. All right. Praise the Lord. Now let me please get be standing. Be standing. So let's just go this one more time. Let's listen to She Give Us the Chord. Let me introduce everybody. Over here, on the keyboard, I have Joel and Olakunu. And right here, what's your name, sweetheart?
Abigail.
What's your name?
Ronel.
And you?
Kioma.
And you?
Christiana.
And you?
Nathan.
And you?
Peculiar.
What's your name?
Promise.
Good. Come closer here. What's your name?
Ruth.
Ruby.
Precious.
What's your name, honey?
Desire.
And you?
Nathaniel.
Michelle.
Jaya.
Joseph.
And?
Ikenna.
Give them a hand clap, please.
Hallelujah.
Come closer here. David. Oh, my man, that young man. Yeah. What's your name?
David.
I'm sorry about that. Praise you, the Lord. Give him a hand clap. And on the team, the Sunday school team, I won't give you the name I gave her. Auntie.
Nyafu.
She called herself, I gave her that name, Auntie Nyafu. You know why? God's going to bless her. Nyafu. Overflow, shaking down, press together. This is Auntie
Princessa,
and Auntie
Nadia,
and Auntie
Lorraine.
Could you give them a hand clap? Hallelujah. They have done an awesome. And in the back there, the backbone is Auntie Grace. All right. Praise ye the Lord. And I have some guests here too. And what's your name, young man?
Jay Wardian.
And I have my Jawadi. All right. What's your name, young man?
Bethel.
He helps me in the back there with the kids. Praise ye the Lord. We thank God. Thank you, everybody. It's a team. It truly is a team. They just gave me the microphone. Praise the Lord. Did I miss anybody? All right. Please, they're going to pass this microphone to one another if you get called. Please, I want some gentlemen, if you sit behind here, to help me pass the mic to them, please, so that since they are recording, I'll appreciate it. Before we get started, let's give His Highness the highest praise. Let's give Him all the glory. Let's give Him what He deserves. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Can we give Him a wave offering? Please join me, give Him a wave offering. January 2023. February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, He has seen us through. And yes, He's taken us to the other side by His grace. Thank you, Father, Lord. We welcome you into our midst this morning. It's not about anybody. It's not about any team. It's all about you this morning. It has to be about you. Because in you we live, in you we move, in you we have our being. There's nothing we can do without you. Nothing. Nothing can we do without you. We need you. We are hopeless and helpless without you. So we welcome your majesty this morning into this place. Take it over. Let each of us decrease that you may increase in the name of Jesus. Thank you for these young ones who, few months, learned a few things. Let it not just be entertainment. Let it be part of their lives as they grow into adulthood in the name of Jesus. Because these kids we see now will be the next generation of soldiers of the cross. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So please stretch your hands towards them and pray for them. Thy Lord will establish his word in their hearts, that what they have learned, let it remain and abide in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory, honor, dominion, power, majesty be ascribed unto your sweet name. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You're going to give us that chord so that they can sing in unison now, all right? You're going to try that one more time? One, we just sing one verse, okay?
Higher.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord has to be lifted high. Amen. Thank you very much, parents, mothers, guardians, grandmas and grandpas who have been supporting these kids, driving them back and forth. Who's got my glasses? Thank you. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to... There were, in the wilderness, I'm going to ask you, we didn't divide into groups. In the wilderness, there were two leaders. Well, let me explain to us. We have been going through the Bible. And in the process, this kid asked a question. And the question.
I'm sorry about that. So, this is how the Sunday school has been running. The kids, we go through, just go, we don't have a syllabus. The Bible has been our syllabus. So we're going through the scriptures. In the wilderness, there were two brothers who were the main leaders, leading the children out of Israel through the wilderness. Amen. What are their names? What are their names of the two brothers? Yes, Peculia, you got a mic there.
Moses and Aaron.
David, is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Joseph, is that correct? All right. The next question is, who was the older brother? Who was the older brother? Who was the older brother? Okay, let me hear you. You got the mic there? Let me hear you. Who was the older brother? Ruth, who was the older brother between Moses and Aaron? Who was the older brother?
Aaron.
Who was God's mouthpiece? Who was God's mouthpiece? Who was God speaking to the children of Israel through? Who was God's voice to the people?
Moses.
Who?
Moses.
So Moses. Now, if Moses was younger and Aaron was older, right? If Aaron, who's older, didn't do what his younger brother did by God's voice, what could happen? What could happen if he didn't obey that voice? Yes.
He would die or suffer the consequences.
He could die or suffer the consequences, depending on what he did. So what do you learn from this? When God starts using your younger brother, your older brother, what do you learn in terms of obeying the voice of God? What do you learn? Anybody? Anybody? Jay? All right. Thank you, Jay.
You have to listen when God speaks to you, or else you can die or suffer the consequence.
So immaterial of who's speaking to us. If Auntie Princessa, a.k.a. Auntie Nyafu Nyafu. If the Lord starts speaking through your daughter, Peculiar, and you refuse to obey what God is saying, what could be the consequence? You're her mother, and what she's been saying, you will find out, this girl, God is using her better.
Am I suffered or go bye-bye?
Praise ye the Lord. So we're teaching these kids to reverence God's word. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Now, there was a Jacob, a.k.a. Israel, had 12 sons. There was a particular of the 12 sons. I'm not going to ask you to name them. We have so much to do. Of the 12 sons, there was a particular son or tribe that God chose to take care of stuff concerning his word, the tabernacle, ordinances, and stuff like that. What was the name of that tribe? The name of that tribe?
Moses.
The name of the tribe. The name of the tribe. The name of the tribe. Yes, Ikena.
The Levites.
The Levites. Praise ye the Lord. The Levites. The Levites. What, do you remember what their job was? I've said it in so many words. What was their job? What did they do? What was? You remember? You think so? You want to try? Okay.
To protect the Ark of the Covenant?
That is true. That is true. That is true. Okay. Promise?
They were priests.
They were priests, yes. All right. That's true. Yes.
They take care of everything concerning the tabernacle.
Awesome. Awesome. Pray. Yeah, you can give them a hand clap. Please do. They need the support. When they hear from grandmas, it gives them confidence. Hallelujah. Now, they've answered the question ahead of me. What was the title of that office that the Levites held? What was the title of that office that the Levites held? You remember? Anybody remember the name of the title? Somebody said it already. Yes?
Office of the priests.
They were the priests. Hallelujah. They were the priests. And they took care of God's ordinances and stuff. Now, the next question. There was a major ordinance or command that the Lord gave to the priests. And you're gonna, if you're going to answer this question, you're going to give me the scriptural reference. Okay? You got to give me the scriptural reference. So you have your Bible here. Please, parents, when these kids moving forward, these kids have to come with their Bibles. Period. Else we'll send them over here to the parents. Come sit down. They have to come with their Bible. All of them have their Bible now. So, okay. Who's going to try for that question? You going to go? Okay, let's hear it. What? Okay, go ahead, John.
Levi chapter 10, verse 8.
She's saying Leviticus. Okay.
And the Lord spake unto Aaron, saying, do not drink wine nor strong drink, thou nor thy son with thee, when ye go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. It shall be a statute for every throughout your generations, and that ye may put difference between holy and unholy, and between unclean and unclean.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Give them a hand clap. Amen. Now, actually, this next question was particularly for you, and you're probably going to tell it to me from your head. Can you do it? Okay. Give me a scriptural reference that tells you, me,
you, who call ourselves, are called to this high office of being priests of the Most High God. Can you tell me? Tell me the scripture reference.
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But ye, our chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that he sue forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
All right, praise ye the Lord. She said it perfectly. Her name is peculiar. She's of the royal order of the priesthood. So, can you drink hot drink or wine? Peculiar? Yes or no?
No.
They can't hear you.
No. No.
Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, come on, give my kids a hand clap. Listen. We gotta teach them these things now. Out there, what they go through is more than this. Auntie Grace was telling us a story while we were in the Sunday school. There are two brothers. They went nice from nice homes. They said, "Mom, Dad, please, we've been nice, blah, blah, blah. Can we go to the prom?" They went to the prom. Parents told them to be back at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock, though, they were back. They went to sleep. What happened at night, what happened to them at the prom, nobody knows. But what, guess what? They never woke up. This is a true story, folks. This is a true story. So we are setting this record straight. Because you never know. In the 80s, when we just came to the States, North Canyon High School, these kids went to a slumber party. They got to the slumber party, had a good time, blah, 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 blah. 911 call. Called the parents. The girl was dead. True story. So, folks, we're setting the record straight. We're trying to help these kids. So if they come right now, they give them different stuff. Marijuana. They put it in candy, chocolate. Do you know that? Are you kidding me? Question. I could go on and on. I don't want, we got so much to do. So, next question. Do you have any other scripture that admonishes you and me to avoid it? Who? Anybody have a scripture? Yes, precious.
I have Isaiah chapter 6.
No, that admonishes us, the royal priests. Yes, go ahead.
Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise.
Could you read that? Say that again.
Wine is a mocker, strong drink is waging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise.
How many of my kids want to be wise? Praise ye the Lord. Do you have any other scripture? We have to establish an amount of two or three witnesses. Do you have any other scripture that admonishes you? Huh? Any other scripture? Okay, go ahead.
Proverbs 31, verse 6. Give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, and wine unto those that be of heavy hearts.
Praise ye the Lord. She got, but she was just quoting around scripture. Praise ye the Lord. So, this final question on this topic, Suppose your peers or family members drink wine or strong drink, is it okay to join them as royal priests? And why? Join them to drink. One of the kids was telling me, oh, it tastes good. Is it okay? Is it okay for you to join your peers or whatever? You want to answer the question? Go ahead. Somebody on this side going to answer the question? Go ahead.
No, because God calls us his priests.
God calls us his priests. Amen? God calls you. Who does the world see as God's ambassadors, as God's priests?
Us.
Amen. Anybody on the side?
Us.
So you're royalty. Now, despite the fact that there were 12 tribes, God chose one tribe. One tribe. And lifted them up. They never got anything, any special, land and all that stuff. They just served in God's business. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now, there are so many things. There are so many things we could go on and on and say about our duties as priests of the Most High God. Noyes and the kids added one more to it. So they're going to put it as a song to us. And we have Noyes on the keyboard. Noye Igoke, hallelujah, on the keyboard. Change the pace a little bit. I'm going to ask Ruby to read to us a scripture. Luke chapter 2, verses 12 through 14. You have the mic? Luke chapter 2, verses 12 through 14. Praise ye the Lord.
Luke chapter 2, verse 12 through 14. And this shall be a sign unto you. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there it was, with the angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, good will unto all men.
Now, these angels were singing the song. We sang it a few times, but please, to praise the king, join us as the kings, as Joel gives us the call. All of you, please join us to hear one of the melodies it could be that these angels will sing. And let's join.
Shine up on us until
through the night, over the mountain to the grave of God, into the light of perfect day, it will give out a lovely ray. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star.
Beautiful star that led the wise men shine through us. Amen. Now, there was a question I missed. I want to ask one of these kids. Is there any other scripture that calls us his priests? Any other scripture? You remember it? Which one's that?
Isaiah 61 verse 6.
Good. Could you read it, please?
But ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles.
Hallelujah.
And in their glory shall ye boast yourselves.
Hallelujah. Who is he calling his priests?
Us.
Who?
Us.
Who?
Us.
Who?
Us.
Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Now the next question, or the next, I'm going to ask Noye to read, and I want you all to listen carefully, because I'm going to, Noye, where are you? What scripture are you going to read to us? Come here. What scripture are you going to read to us?
Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 through 12. It says, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus is written by the prophet. And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not in the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. When he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared, and he sent them to Bethlehem, and said, Go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star, which they had saw in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way.
Thank you, Noye. Now, you all have listened to that scripture she read. I'm going to ask a few questions on that scripture. Who is the star of Bethlehem? Who is the star of Bethlehem?
God.
Who is the star of Bethlehem? Who is the star?
God.
Star of Bethlehem.
God.
Himself. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Now, who is that baby Jesus? That baby Jesus.
God.
Out of the mouth of babes.
God.
Himself. So you're telling me God appeared as a little itty with a baby. Hallelujah. Is that true?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Is that true, David?
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Now, this leads us to a couple of memory verses that expounds the star, this baby, so to speak, to us. Looks like you're ready. Looks like you're ready. Okay. John 1:1. John 1:1. Oh, I forgot my pianist back there. Can I ask you a question? Let me see if she remembers. I forgot my keyboardist.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John 1:1.
Thank you. Now I'm going to ask one other memory verse from somebody who should know it. 1 Timothy 3:16. How many gonna try? 1 Timothy 3:16. Gonna try? You sure? All right.
My name is Nathan. And without controversy, great is the mystery unto godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory.
Hallelujah. So the little baby grew up among us as a man, taking up his glory, and is coming back again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Next question. How many wise men came to see the baby Jesus? How many wise men came to see the baby Jesus? You gonna try?
We don't know.
We don't know.
Let me have some order.
It doesn't say.
It didn't say in the Bible. It didn't say.
I thought there were three.
Praise ye the Lord. It never stated. It says, the scripture we read, it's a wise man from the east. Praise ye the Lord. Read it again. Sometimes we get carried away. Ye three kings of Orient are bearing toys we traverse afar. No, there were not three. He didn't say it. All we know is there are more than one. Could have been two, could have been three, could have been ten. Yes or yes? Scripture says, praise you. Hey, don't fault me. It's what the scripture says. That's why we read it. Praise the Lord. Next question. How many gifts did the wise men bring to the baby Jesus? Who have I not called yet? How many gifts did the wise men? You have to be scriptural. How many? How many? Let me ask somebody here and go and ask somebody over there.
It didn't say.
It doesn't say.
Parents, these kids are amazing, man.
It also didn't say.
It did not say.
Praise ye the Lord. Bang! All we know, they brought gifts. What kind of gifts did they bring? Name one. Name one.
Frankincense.
Frankincense? Okay.
Gold.
Gold.
A crown.
Myrrh.
Myrrh. That's what the scripture said. We don't know if they brought 10 gold bars, which they have in those days. We don't know whether they put all the gold in a basket. There was myrrh. Myrrh is an incense. They could have brought a basket of gold. They could have brought a little piece of bowl of it. Same thing goes for myrrh. Amen? Praise ye the Lord. If you search it, it says exactly what I'm telling you. Praise ye the Lord. We try to establish the word of God in the hearts of these kids. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, there's a scripture which my kids are going to sing for us that tells us this man child that was born. You ready? This is the scripture. Don't stand up. Isaiah 9:6. Isaiah 9:6.
shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God.
God, the Counselor, the Everlasting Father. He has no beginning. He has no end. He didn't set up shop yesterday. He's been of old, before the foundation of the world. He is, he was, and he is to come. Can somebody say amen? Amen. That baby Jesus. Hallelujah. He's no longer there. He's no longer in the grave. And he said, this Jesus that you see taken up, in like manner, he will come back. Praise the Lord. He will come back. Hallelujah. I'm not here to preach this morning. Praise ye the Lord. The kids are doing the preaching. Amen, amen, amen. Now, as we're moving along, the last part of this ceremony is these kids have been working so hard, and I don't know until this morning, I didn't know until this morning who's are going to get these trophies. They've been working hard. Please, parents, guardians, moms and dads, grandpa, grandma, please, the purpose why we set these standards, I want us to cooperate with the kids. I want us to cooperate with the teachers. Please, so that we can make them strong in the Lord. So that when you are not there, they can stand on their own. Because it's only the word of God that can make them stand. Because they are royal, royal priests. Praise you, the Lord. Now, we're going to, do I have a names list? A list of all, because we're going to give out the,
as Auntie calls, Auntie, you understand here, please? As Auntie Grace calls your name, I say Auntie Grace, as I call your name. Shall I call the names? Uh-huh. And then give them. Yeah. All right. I have here Nathaniel Akinyemi. Where's Nathaniel? Come on! Come take your trophy and go back to your seat. I mean, your certificate for participating. Okay, go sit down. Thank you. All right. I have Joseph Akinyemi. Give him a handshake. Give him a handshake. Or hug, whichever one. Hallelujah. I have Ikena Ibeji. Mom's Chizim is not here. Mom, you going to pick it up for her? You will let pick up later? Okay. Don't forget it. I have Jerry. Uh-huh. Next, I have Peculia Unqua. Also, I have Noyengoke. And I have right here also Christina Vera Bamiro. Is Christina here? Chike Achiozo, is he here? I didn't see him today. All right. Keoma Ibeji. Ronel Olakonu. Ronel! Michaela is not here. That's me. Michaela. Oh, I know. Andrew's not here either. We have a lot of kids that have traveled, so. Desire, where are you? I got Blessing Dennis. He's not here. I saw Fortune. Is he here? Oh, he's sleeping. He's looking at it. Don't worry, Mommy will get it for you. Promise Akin Losutu. Tochi Onyechukwa. Where's Tochi? And then I have Chidi. Where's Chidi? All right. That's Chidi. Huh. Michelle. Is Michelle here? Yeah. Huh. Abigail.
They traveled. Nathan Okafor. Nathan Okafor. Ruby Okafor. Nnamdi Moneke. Obinna Moneke. David Nkwa. Joel Ann Olakunu. Precious Umes. Go mama. Ruth Umes. Did I miss anybody?
I don't think so.
All right. Could you give that hand clap? Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord. Now we have these special trophies. I'm going to announce the runner-ups. Now, we base these trophies on the activities of the kids. Parents, I'm announcing this. They bring their Bible, get their points, answer questions, their conduct in the auditorium. I mean, in services. Everything counts. Everything counts. Bringing their Bibles, being respectful. Sometimes you call the parents, was kid good? Was he naughty? Blah, 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 blah. So put everything to account. We want the parents to be accountable, let the kids be accountable in all spheres. This, you may think that it's lightly, but it's important. Sometimes you go to school, in college, some kids don't take the professor lightly. They don't come to class. They don't tell the professor they're not coming. And they expect the professor not to knock off points or just take it like that. No, we've got to teach them to be responsible. Amen? Amen? If you don't go to school, call the professor. Professor, I'm late or whatever. I can't take this paper because I'm in the hospital. Just call them. The kids are not going to be around. They're traveling. Call the teachers. Let them know. If you're moving your kid from one grade to the other, let the teacher know, for crying out loud. It's important. If the kid walks out of class, and where's this kid? And nobody knows nothing. It's not right. We got to teach them to be responsible. We got to teach them to respect authority. Yes or yes?
Yes.
Absolutely. Now, the runner-ups. In the young category, they're going to get this medal. Who's going to help me? Nadia, you going to help me? You will. Thank you. Come on, Mama. Everybody's a winner. Hallelujah. Everybody's a winner. Praise ye the Lord. So you will, when I call them, put this trophy the next time. Okay? So when I call you, walk over here. I have desire. Come on! Go get to the trophy! Go to Auntie Nydia! Go! Yeah, she's a winner. I have Chidi in the house.
Chidi.
Yeah.
a winner? Are you a winner? You sure? Huh?
Nathaniel Akiemi. Michelle. Jaya. Joseph Akiemi. Ikena. Ooh. Yes, Inez.
Say, Mark.
Amen. Ruby. Alcapo. David. Precious women. Praise you, the Lord. Also to Tochi Noye Igoke Joel Ann Olakonu. They are winners. Praise you, the Lord. Praise you, the Lord. Now, we have also a young man. Blessing! Yes. Go blessing. Go blessing. Praise you, the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I have see, I didn't know those trophies. These kids have worked hard for those trophies. Now, in the younger category, we initially had, as we started expanding, we had to create another category. In the youngest category, because these kids range from age from about 4 on up. Okay? So we are two. Now, the runner-up in the youngest group is, let me see, Nathaniel Okafor. Number, he's the third place, Nathaniel Okafor. Where is he? Oh, sorry, Nathan. I'm sorry. I call his daddy Nathaniel. I forget. Nathan Okafor is the third place. So, congratulations, buddy. We have to create this group special. I goofed. Pardon me. Where's Nathaniel Akiyemi? Sorry. I'm sorry. Don't worry. It's cool. Nathaniel Akiyemi.
Oh. Am I right?
Yes. Okay. Oh. In the second place is Ruth Umez. Second place. Ruth Umez. Second place. In the first place. And the first place is Nathan Okafor. Hey, come on, buddy. I'm so proud. No, for real, I'm so proud of this kid. First place. Woo! How would you like to be first place and you are giving third place? That's in the young group. How old are you, buddy? How old are you?
Seven.
You saw him quoting scripture left, right, and center. Praise ye the Lord. Some of those scriptures, I can't even quote them. I have to go look at them. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. All right. In the middle group, this one was tough. It's this morning, right? It was texted to me because they keep score of everything, all the activities they're doing. If they have been good, if they have been nice, if they have been everything. All right. In the runner-up, the middle group, we have in the third place, Pekulia Humba. Congratulations! In the second spot in the middle category is, let the drum roll, Nanya Igake! Again, yes. And guess what? It's her birthday today. In the first position in this middle category, she worked so hard, memorized scriptures, well-behaved. Ruby Okafor! What is your name?
Ruby.
How old are you?
9.
Praise you, the Lord. Woo! I didn't know this. I didn't know until this morning for real. I really don't know. Now, in the senior category, they are not seniors in seniors, like bald head and gray head. Eh? Are not those with the cul-de-sac. Huh? These are young seniors. Praise the Lord. They run up. That's the third place. You see, seniors sometimes need the glasses. Joseph Akinyemi is in the house. In the third place. How old are you, buddy?
10.
He's 10. Are you a old senior citizen?
Yes.
Ah! No. You're a junior citizen. Hallelujah. Praise you, the Lord. In the second place, listen, these kids win, or they are winners, but please, if they're not going to be out, if they're not going to be here, call in. If they're going to be late, call in. Sunday school starts at 10 o'clock. That's why I have it online. Just call in. They don't miss their points. It's not my fault. Now, the second place is Precious Umes. Look at Mama. Mama is happy. Mama is happy. You know what? The beauty about those two, they always call in. Always call in. Please, what we need to do is put the kids around the table. When it's 10 o'clock, they're not going to be, have them set. Give them early, 10 o'clock, they call in. Honestly, they have always called in. Always called in. Now, in the grand finale of all things, the first position, the very first position in the senior category goes to Jalen Alakono. Congratulations. She earned it. I'm serious. She earned it. There's hardly any memory verse she didn't get. She's going to be led to call. Of course, they said well. Somebody said well. The mother is a teacher. When in Nigeria, if your mommy is a teacher, you better do it. You better do it. Any Nigerians here? Any Africans here? You better do it. Else, sometimes you're going to get a little bit of this. Praise ye the Lord. We thank God. Hey, Mama. Huh? Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I want us. Don't worry. They're going to share with you. I really want to thank the parents. I want to thank Sister Lorraine who came to join the team. She takes care of the little ones, reads Bible story, painting, blah, 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 and all that. Sister Lorraine, thank you very much. You just let the church say thank you. Wave your hand. Wave. Okay. Thank you. And you know what? It's down the road. Down the road, we're going to see this rewards. One of the kids the other day was telling me, now I understand. They were starting to teach them stuff like evolution and stuff that's contrary to the world. Said, thank God they took that trip. That time they saw where time things have been and how God did all the creation. And they were starting to teach them some of the ugly stuff left, you know, the right being turned left and the left being turned right. And all that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? But because the kids were grounded in the word, they said, no,
Now I'm not come from monkey. Huh? I don't have two daddies. I have a mommy and a daddy. I don't have two mommies. Huh? There was Adam and there was Eve. Amen? I said there was Adam and there was Eve in the home. Amen? There was not. Adam and Steve. No, in the garden. So they were able to contend with the enemies at the gate. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. As we close, we're going to close with a hymn or song we started off. But before we sing that song, I want us to please, parents, kids, could you come up front here for a minute? I want the parents to pray for you. Okay? You could place your papers on your chair and go back and get it. I want you to kneel down here, and I want this assembly to pray for these children. Okay? If you want to kneel down, that's fine. Okay? Go put your stuff. Okay? Go put your stuff on the chair because we're going back to there. Okay? Put your stuff on the chair. I want you to kneel down. Parents, could you please stand up? Parents, God, you please stand. Because you speak the spirits and their life unto these children. Can somebody say amen? Parents, well wishers. Okay? Stand up. To be soon to be parent. Okay? Please stand up. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Stretch forth your hands and bless them. Stretch forth your hands and bless them. It's okay if you can't stand for whatever reason, you're tired a little bit. It's okay. Stretch your hand and bless them with a blessing from on high. Shall I reconcile anything? It shall be done. The enemy will not exert upon these children. They shall be excellent among the excelled in the name of Jesus. Above only and not beneath in the name of Jesus. Please, the depth of your heart, pray. They may not be your biological children. It doesn't matter. But I love them. That's why you hear me tell some kids. I say, my kids. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father God, we thank you, Father, for these young children. Lord, we thank you for keeping them. We thank you, God, that you are their guide. We thank you, God, that you are their protector. We thank you, God, that you have a hedge of protection around them. Each and every one of these little kids will rise up to do exploits in the name of Jesus. They will be the head and not the tail. No evil eye shall befall them, neither any plague come near them. They will be leaders and not followers. They will be set apart. There will be a differentiation between them when they go out to the world. The devil will not put their eye on them. No wicked thing will come on their lives. Nothing wicked. Lord, as they've been raised up in the name of the Lord, they will grow up and remember the name of God. They will remember them. They will remember how their parents were raised them. They will remember how they are taught in Sunday school. They will will choose you each and every day. Even now, the things that they are learning, the things that they are seeing, the opinions and the agenda, Lord, we ask for covering over them in the mighty name of Jesus, that they would know the truth of who you are, that they would be led by your spirit. Even at this young age, we believe each and every one of them can be filled with the Holy Spirit and be leaders and not followers. Lord, set them apart. Lord, protect them and guide them. We thank you, God, for each and every one of them. We know you have an assignment on earth for each and every one of them, and they will fulfill it. They will live their life to their fullest potential. They will live their life to the fullest age. They will be respectful of their parents. Their parents will rejoice after them. And we pray for each family, Lord, that you would continue to keep them strong, keep them looking forward to you, keep them from listening to you, keep them listening to you, keep them coming to church, keep them doing the right thing, Lord. We thank you, God, for each and every one of these little children. It is well with them. We say congratulations, and this is just the beginning of congratulations. Every one of them will have good things coming into their life. They shall be everything that they're supposed to be. Their purpose will be fulfilled. They're all fearfully and wonderfully made. We thank you, Father. We bless you, God, and we pray all of these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So please go back to your seats. Thank you very much. Now, closing, I know we got a lot of stuff to do. We try to make it as quick as possible because... All right. I'm going to break protocol right now, just for a minute. Is that okay? It's only 12:00. It's only 12:03. All right. Since it's her birthday today, can we sing happy birthday to Noye? It's her birthday today, for real. Okay? All right? Hold your papers, okay? Can the whole church? Okay? Sing happy birthday to the birthday girl today. Come on, mama. One, two, go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Donia. Happy birthday to you.
Amen. Amen. Now, these kids have a surprise that they don't know. Okay? The early bird gets the worm, and they are just on time. As we sing this last song, you're gonna file. You go file up. I'm in one single line. Okay, in one single line. This way. That way. Okay, you file up in one single line after we finish last song. Okay, single line this way into the banquet hall. They have a surprise there. Hallelujah. Now, please don't throw your trophy, put it on, buddy. Okay, the last song is Hosanna. Hold on 1 second. While we sing this last song, if you like to give anything to the ministry, just drop it in there. As I sing this last song. Second, I have a couple of announcements. If you can help us, we have a food pantry there. It gets so very busy. If you are available on Wednesdays at noon, by the grace of God, God has opened up avenues for us to be able to fill the pantry with goodies for the neighborhood. I don't know, some of us were able to help last Friday. We had a toy drive, toy giveaway. There were about, I'd say, 300-400 people here. Am I right? About 300 people. We posted some of the pictures online, and we gave out toys. I mean, there was one spectacular one that blew my mind when I saw the video. This mom came, said, please, my daughter just had an open heart surgery. And she couldn't get out of the car. Mom came in, got this teddy bear, what a big, humongous, and took it to the baby in the car. And she wasn't a little baby, you know, little baby. Her light, her eyes blew open. And she was so happy. You got to see the video. It's mind-blowing. So, you're a blessing when you bless others. Praise you, the Lord. So, when they're singing this last song, give us the chord. Everybody stand on the cage. Stand up. Okay? And then, after the end, we form a single file and go to the banquet hall. They have a surprise gifts for them. Is that right? In the banquet hall. They weren't expecting it. Jesus is the reason. And he gave us the best gift. Amen. A lot of time we give gifts. We give to each other. But our first gift goes to him. Yes, man of God. I was just notified of an event also. So please, on Wednesday, if you're available, please, 12 noon. On Saturday, please, if you can help, we appreciate it. 10 o'clock. Please, we need help. Somebody gets so busy, very busy. It's mind-boggling. It's all for the good. A young man, before we sing this song, this is just a little digression, but it's worth it. This is the family of God. If we all rejoice, we rejoice. On circumstances, when there's sorrow, there's sorrow. This young man, let's pray for him. That God will keep him through the journey and bring him back safely. He's just a new member of the church. Abbas, do you mind? I want the church to pray for him. Going to Nigeria is more so when his mom suddenly had to pass. It's been a challenging time. God bless you, brother. Let's stand up and pray for him. Hallelujah. That God will keep him. Sometimes things like this happen. There was a case I heard the other day. Blade going to bury him. Went to Nigeria right at the airport. She got a call. Her brother, who was taking care of all the arrangements in Nigeria, he collapsed and died. The lady was at the airport in Atlanta, and going. She got called. The call right at the airport. That will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. Let's just lift up our hands and just pray for this young man. He's going on the journey to Nigeria. Of course, we know he lost his mom. And so many things going around. Just lift up your voice any which way you can. Pray in his spirit as much as you can. And your own understanding also. Yeah. Now pray. Father, in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father, holy name, we glorify you. We exalt you. There is no other God but you. Thank you, Lord, because in you we live and move and have our very being. And everything that concerns us, you know altogether. Because you know our down sitting and our uprising, our going out and coming back in. But we thank you, Lord, for us, O Lord. Even as he prepares to go home to Nigeria to take up business concerning his mom. Father, we ask for the comfort of your spirit at this time in Jesus' name. Ask for, Lord, grace to be upon him in this journey that the blood of Jesus Christ availed for him, that I will bear him on eagle's wings in the name of Jesus. that all that is needed to be done, that I'm given grace, wisdom, and understanding to take care of everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. Father, we worship you. We know that, Lord, your light will shine upon him, and the glory of the Lord will be his real reward. We pray, Lord, that you grant him safe journey and bring him back home safely in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Blessed be your wonderful name. We commend his soul, his body, and his spirit into your mighty hands. Let your light shine upon him. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We command peace be still upon him, upon his family, upon his loved ones, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because you will take absolute control of the process in Nigeria and everything that is needed to make it a blessing, Lord, make available for them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord. We commend all things into your mighty, wonderful hands. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Praise you, the Lord.
It is well. It is well. It is well. It is well. God bless you. Praise you, the Lord. Now, kids, the finale. If you have anything you'd like to give to the ministry, you could just come as they're singing this last song.
Let our
ready for the offering. Hold your trophies, all you kids. Let's pray for the offering. Heavenly Father, I want to thank and appreciate you for keeping each and every one of these children through this season. We've not had to run helter-skelter. And those who had challenges at school, you kept them through your grace. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Like a songwriter says, should I have 1,000 tongues to sing, it will not be sufficient to show of our gratitude. An Igbo version goes like this. If I was to express to you what God did for me, it will be a morning and another night, another morning and another night. We thank you for keeping us through this year. Sincerely, I'm grateful. I remember 2 years ago, I went through some challenges. And one of the most challenging times of my life. But by his grace, I'm here. And you are here. Hallelujah. We thank you. We exalt you. We give you glory, honor, dominion, power, majesty. Should there be any praise? Should there be any thank you ascribable to anybody? Any trophies that we have won, like old, our elders of old will lay our trophies down before you. And we give it all back to you. Should there be a thank you? There can't be any thank you without you, Lord. We give you honor, glory, dominion, power, majesty from the depth of our heart. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus, Jesus. Much less than we pray. And we thank you for everybody that has supported this ministry. From time zero, you know yourselves and those who joined us along the way and those who are giving right now to the work of the ministry. We thank you because you're able to meet everyone at their point of need. Measures trodden over, filled over into abundance, let it be returned unto your bosom by virtue of your giving. There was a man in the Bible who they said his servant was sick, and all that spoke for him was the good deeds. The man said, Master, at the calling, he said, I'm not worthy to come to your house. The Israelites were saying, Lord, he's done so much for us, for my family, he's done so much. He even built a church, a synagogue for us. He said, he's worthy that you should. Let your giving speak for you in the gates of heaven. I said, let your gifts to this work speak for you in the gates of heaven in the name of Jesus. I said, let your gifts speak for you in the gates of heaven in the name of Jesus. Let loudness, amen, get it. So let it be. If you think your gift doesn't count, it does count. Because the Bible said, as long as you do this to the least of my brethren, you've done it to Kabiesi, to me, myself. So we thank you, Father Lord. We give you all your honor, dominion, power, majesty. In Jesus' matchless name, we pray. And everybody said,
amen.
Okay, as you proceed, you're just going to sing that song. So single file, come here. Go this way into the banquet hall, and there's some surprise gifts for them over there. Oh, no, no, no. No running around. Just follow me. Keep going. Let's go. Run out. Come on. Run out. Come on. Come on. Come on. Single file. Everybody get something. Don't worry. We got it all covered. Single file. Single file. Into the banquet hall. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Careful now. We'll say the benediction while the kids go into the banquet hall. Praise the Lord. They weren't expecting, but it's always good that you have surprised these kids. They have worked so hard. Let's share the goods together. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the presence of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God keep you. Praise ye the Lord.